While at the Furno, we climbed down to the small opening of a bat cave that was hidden against the hillside near a small brook. The endangered Indiana bat makes its home there, and the cave was half shielded by a tree that had uprooted and fallen. If it hadn't been marked, we might have passed it by. In truth, it took us a while to find the trail in the dense growth, and I wondered how many small crevices and openings we overlook while in our day-to-day bubble. I wonder how many we have completely destroyed already. It shouldn't still surprise me, but it does. We have destroyed much of our own history and achievements in art and architecture in the past century alone with two world wars, so raping the earth in the name of progress is not a leap. We dig underground for earth's spoils and are arrogant enough to pretend that we know what we're doing. But standing at the mouth of the Bat Cave, I shivered from the cold air that wafted up from the depths of the mountain and blew strands of my hair across my face. It was as if the mountains themselves were breathing, and I felt very insignificant.